Well, good morning to you, everybody. I am super excited here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and welcome all listeners all over the world. Are you freezing? Because I am freezing cold. It is a whopping 39 degrees today here in D.C. No snow, but it is cold. It's sunny. I know that Detroit, Michigan got some snow, and it's freezing there, and the temperatures have dropped all over the nation, so I know that we're not alone. We're just trying to cope with it all together. Listen, I am super excited about today's show. Me and my main man, A-Train, we're going to be breaking down some trending topics for you today. And I want to just talk about, before he comes on, I want to just share with you all my feelings. I have, there's a song out by CeCe Winans, and you know, she's, you know, from Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. And the song is just such a beautiful song. And it just talks about how God is with you. If you're feeling lonely and you're not alone, he's always there. And just how, you know, in the lyrics, she's reflecting on just how he's always been there. And so I'm going to repost the song so people can, you know, take the time to hear it. If you're not listening to any of the syndicated gospel radio shows, Willie Moore, Erica Campbell, any of your midday stations on your local station, this is definitely a song that just, it just touches my heart, because I think about so many people that don't have families during this holiday season, and that have broken families, broken relationships, and maybe feeling alone, maybe lost their jobs, maybe struggling right now, may feel like they might found out that they got a sickness or something, and just feel like they're alone and feel abandoned or rejected. I just really think that this song is just such an uplifting and an impartation of God's love. It's just such an anointed song. So I definitely want you guys to just check out CeCe Winans' latest song, You're Not Alone. I'm hoping that is the proper name, but it is just one on my heart that I wanted to just share that with you. I just heard it today, and so it was a beautiful song. And also just want to just really just pray and just encourage you all to really look out for those people that you may think have it all together. You know, be loving in this season. I know it's a lot going on. People got their own issues. People are finding their own things that make them feel better, feel good about life in this time and season, and probably maybe, you know, unconsciously a little bit selfish. I just want you to just really take the time out in your prayer to always think about someone else. Intercede. You know, I know that we got some things that we are asking God for. We're waiting on God to do. We're, you know, expecting him and to see him move and things like that. And, you know, I just want you to know that he is always there for you. He is waiting. He's there. He's there. And he just wants you to trust him. He wants you to trust him so you can see the blessings that he's already done for you. A lot of times we're looking for things everywhere else. We're looking and looking and searching and searching, but he's right there. So I want to encourage you that if you're looking somewhere else, keep in mind that God doesn't think like we think. He doesn't move like we move. We move by his spirit. We move by him. We believe his report and we prosper. You know, we stand on his word. And you know, this is the thing. We sometimes get it twisted and we forget who's really in control and who has the final say. But if we really surrender and submit everything to him, we will see our blessings. We can't be distracted to the left or the right, or even coveting someone else's blessings. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what's going on behind closed. I know a lot of single people are wanting marriages, and I talk to my brother, my spiritual brother, all the time, and we laugh about it, you know, because it's so true. We look at other people and we might think, oh, they're married, I want to be married, or they're in a relationship and I want to be in a relationship and things like that. But you don't know all of the things that's going on behind the scenes. You really don't know, you know, their situations, and not saying that it's not a good situation, but you don't know the sacrifices. You don't know the compromises. You don't know what's going on. And a lot of times we just have to just stay focused on where we are and allow God to move on our behalf for where we are and what we need. And so he will supply all of our need. That's what he promised. So whatever it is that you need emotionally, physically, mentally, you know, financially, he will support and he will do. So I just want to encourage you to just remain focused on him always. And you're not alone. It's always someone out there that's dealing with some kind of matter that they can relate, even if it's not the same thing. Listen, ladies, I went and got my mammogram. I'm just talking about all topics today. I went and got my mammogram today. Yesterday, and I'm really glad. If you haven't gotten your annual mammogram, please do so. It's very quick. It takes no time at all, and it does not hurt. Look, suck it up. I'd rather go through the pain of testing than go through the pain of having, okay? I don't want cancer, so I'm going to try to do everything I can on my part to prevent it and to do what I need to do to stop it. So listen, I want you all to go get yourself checked. Brothers, go get yourself checked. Not your boobies, because you don't have any, but go and get your testicles tested. Go and get all of those things tested. I want you all to live and to fulfill the dreams that God has provided and imparted into you. So you got to be around. I am fully about mind, body, and soul. I do truly believe in that. I'm not just talking it. I walk the walk. Again, you guys have heard my famous word, transparency. That's who I am. So the thing is that I can't tell you anything that I haven't been through or God has not revealed to me by revelation. I just suggest that you eat healthier. I suggest that you exercise. I suggest that you get the proper testings. You know, we've had all kind of, on Dr. Gina's radio chat, we have, fitness trainers, including myself. We have we had Elise Murray on here talking about lupus. We have everything you need on Dr. Gina's radio chat. There's nothing that has not been touched. We talk about nutrition. We talk about obesity. I've had Mansoor, the trainer, on here talking about nutrition and obesity. And, you know, we just want to just make sure here that you're getting everything that you need, that you're actually being supplied everything that you need to go forth and to move forward in your wholeness. So not only will we talk about spirituality, but we're also going to be talking about your body. And yes, I work out. Yes, I want to be healthy. I'm almost 48 years old. And I suggest that everyone that, you know, is the younger you start, the better. You know, if you're listening out there, and I know that our range runs from 20s, late 20s, all the way up to 70 and plus. Listen, it's no one's too young, no one's too old to work out. You have to just really, really remain in the place where you are going to do what you need to do to fulfill every part of your being. God wants us whole, every part of our being whole. He wants our mind cleared, where we're not distracted from things that, you know, would lure us, seduce us to do things that we know that we shouldn't do. You know exactly what the pool is for you. You know how the enemy tempts you every time. If you've gone through a cycle over and over and over again, it's because that mind has not been transformed, and there's something in that soul that the enemy feels like he has legal right in, that he wants to come, that he's able to come in and tempt you in that same area over and over and over again. And whatever your mindset is on, whatever you're distracted with, he's able to blind you from the fact that it's the same old thing over and over again. It's nothing different. It may look different. It may sound different, but it's the same old knucklehead, or it's the same old type of sugar that you're putting in your mouth, or it's the same type of amount of sodium or preservatives that you're eating or indulging in. He's just so trickery that way. So that's why it's so important to have everything operating in agreement so you can be whole. Your mind has to be healed. Your soul has to be healed. Your body has to be healed. And this is what he wants for us, to be that temple full of his glory. Now, have I reached there fully? Heck no. We're, none of us are perfect. If we were, we wouldn't need Jesus, but we need Jesus. So, you know, with all of that being said, you know, we just do our parts and let him get all the glory. This is the thing. As vessels of God, we allow him to clean us up. We always say, God, wash me and make me whole. Put the blood of Jesus on me. Make me holy. Well, these are some of the things that he has done already, but we just have to walk in it. We can't keep walking broken when the blood has already cleansed us. If you are a child of the Most High, you've been washed in the blood when you gave your life to Christ. So why aren't we walking in it? It's almost like, you know, whenever we get to the place where we are, wherever we get to the place where we are, you know, vomiting up the things that he's delivered us from, and then we return to it, That's exactly what we're doing. He's cleansed us, he's delivered us, and then we return to it. Why do we return to it? Because our mind has not been transformed. We do not see things differently. Whatever it is that's contaminated in our soul, maybe it was a traumatic situation that happened to you, molestation, maybe it was abandonment or rejection, or maybe it was a mental, physical abuse in any shape or form, and that has traumatized you. It will taint your vision of how you see things. Everybody is a suspect at this point. No matter how much you like them, if they don't do what you think that they should do or what you need to be done, then you'll start feeling rejected and abandoned. This is what God wants to heal you from. He's already cleansed you. He's already washed you, already delivered you. But now it's our time to walk in it. And we can take authority against those things. Whenever we are feeling rejected, abandoned, or lonely, or any of those things, we can bind those things in the name of Jesus. It's time for us to start walking in our authority. He says, call those things that be not as though they were. He says he's given you the authority to bind whatever's on earth and bind it, whatever, and loose it on earth as it is in heaven. So you can bind up a thing and command it to go in Jesus' name, and you can loose God's peace, his strength, his boldness. You know, you can call yourself an overcomer, a victor. These are all the things that he's already said you are. So it's up to us at this point to rise up, to walk in that position and be steadfast and unmovable. I'm just giving you a little love right now because I know that a lot of people are really struggling this time of the year. They're feeling inadequate because they don't have the money to purchase the gifts that their kids want. I don't even do that. I wait till after Christmas. I don't buy Christmas gifts before Christmas. I don't do that. I don't get caught up in all of the marketing stuff and get all that pressure and all that stuff. I stopped that when my son was 2 years old. So for now, for 9 years, he's been getting stuff on sale after Christmas, and it works out better for us. And I give him a big old birthday party, which he loves every year. And so that's how we deal with that. I celebrate Jesus on Christmas, and I celebrate my son on his birthday. That's just how I deal with it. I celebrate everybody's birthday when it's supposed to be celebrated, and I don't mix it all up with all that commercial stuff and buying all this stuff and getting all crazy and fragile and all that stuff. So I want to encourage you, if you can't do it, just don't do it, you know, and don't worry about it. Again, you're not alone. It may be other people around you that's doing that, but sometimes it's cool to just branch out and be a trailblazer and do what you need to do that's best and fits for you and your lifestyle. It works for us. So we eat, we fellowship, we do all of that, you know, but we don't get caught up in all of the hype about everything. We just chill and worship God and celebrate Jesus, and that's how we flow. And then after Christmas, it's on and popping because we get all the sales and he gets more and it's just better. So I'm just saying, you done heard it from me, Dr. G. I just keep it 100. Listen, I want to just encourage you all for that. Again, you know, if you're feeling inadequate because you don't have the finances, it's between your bills and gifts. Pay your bills, honey. Christmas Day is only one day, and if Jesus is the reason for the season. Also, if you're dealing with the fact that you don't have anyone to eat dinner with and celebrate with, you know, it's always good to just remember that God is with you. Always remember that. And I promise you, he will shed some light on that. I know it seems like you're dreading it and all of that stuff, but if you focus on him, you'll be surprised the love that he sends your way. You start today. Don't wait the day of Christmas. Start today and start believing that God is all you need. He's your source. He's your strength. He's your everything. And I bet you, however he leads you, because you're led by the Spirit, if it's going to service, if it's at work, somebody may just ask you to come to their house for dinner. So I just want to encourage you, you never know. God is always pulling on us to draw closer to him. And I remember him telling Paul that the thorn was, his grace is sufficient for us. So whatever it is we're going through, it's not a surprise by God. It is just something that he's strengthening us to go through. So I just want you to be encouraged today, this holiday season. All right, up next after this commercial break, we got my main man, A-Train. Now we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. I hope you was encouraged and inspired. God loves you. In 1 second, we'll be back. A-Train next.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Sees, and guess what? You are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, hey, hey. A-Train, what's going on, my man?
I'm good, sis. What's going on with you? What's going on with you?
Everything. I'm just sharing some love with the people during this season. Listen, I told everybody we were going to be talking about trending topics. What do you think about this whole Donald Trump and Kanye West meeting right after him getting out of the hospital? What do you think is going on with that?
I think the system is at work. It ain't never publicity, man. It's publicity. It's crazy. When I saw it going across the headline, I was like, uh-oh. You know, I couldn't get past the fact that Kanye's hair was blonde. I was like, oh, there it is. The Kardashians then turned Kanye into Amber Rose. You know what I mean? I mean, look what the Kardashians did to Lamar Odom. You know what I'm saying? Look what they did to Bruce. You know, look what they did to Rob. I mean, they turned Rob into an alcoholic. And just, oh, listen. The Kardashians, man, is just the modern-day crack, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't get past that. I was like, what in the world? So I couldn't even see Kanye. All I saw was, oh, my God, the Kardashians, they done turned Kanye all the way out. So, yeah.
Well, listen, I know that on the news and everywhere they got him, he just wanted to take a picture. So, of course, it had to have been some publicity. So, you know, and just going into all of that about, you know, the rappers and stuff in this season and time. I mean, I don't know. It's just so hard for me to catch on, you know, because I love my hip hop. I really can't. I'm just not feeling these new artists. I don't even know who they are. And I don't mean no harm. I can't understand what anybody's saying. I don't know what they're saying.
Right.
And I don't know what this look is. I can't catch it. I don't know. I don't.
Right.
I mean, is it a skinny jean? Is it a naked chest? Is it a glittery jacket? I don't. Is it a one eye? Is it a patch? I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I'm confused. Is it artsy? I don't know what it is. I don't know the hairstyle. Like, I don't know if it's twists, locks, what? I don't know if it's a pinup. I don't know what's happening. What's going on?
That is hilarious to me. She said, I don't know if it's a skinny jean and a naked chest.
I mean, they make it like it's on, you know, it reminds me back of the day when Donna Ross and Patti LaBelle and all them was always glammed up. Like, that's for stage show. Like, what is
right,
the look
right.
for the streets? Like, is there any more street look or is that the street look? Is stage look street look now? I guess I don't know what's up.
Whatever
I don't know.
It ain't for me. I can tell you that. Whatever it is, it ain't for me. And it's
yeah, I don't want it for my son. I can't. No.
Even they're calling it, mumble rap. It's like, what is that? So
what is a mumble rap?
Yeah, which lets me know even they don't know what they're saying. You know what I mean? It's like, so if you're embracing the whole label of mumble rap, even you don't know what's coming out your mouth. So, and they're selling millions of albums, man, of records. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't understand it. But, you know, I on one end, I'm excited for, you know, like them as a person, because there's an artist that's in that category. You know, I kind of know of their family. You know what I mean? So I'm excited for them from the personal standpoint. But then, you know, it's like you just don't know what to make of it, because, you know, it's just not a part of, I guess, my era. You know what I mean?
And see, that's what I was going to say. I was just thinking, you know, maybe this is how, you know, some of our people felt, our family members, you know, coming from the Isley Brothers and all that R&B real heavy and all of that.
Right.
And then when rap, when hip hop came out, you know, maybe Tribe Called Quest was like, what are they saying? You know, what is Flavor Flav saying? What is he doing? You know, so, you know, exactly. I get it, you know, but it just makes, maybe I'm in denial. I don't want to be old. I don't want to feel old. So it's kind of like, I'd rather just put it on them and say, it's me, because I don't know what they're saying.
Exactly. And I guess, like you say, the shock value is still there, because, like, you know, back in, you know, the early 80s, not the early 80s, but back in the, like, mid 80s, like when Criss Cross came out and he was wearing their pants backwards, you know, our parents were flipping out. You know, it's like, what in the world? Are these kids doing walking around here with their britches on backwards, you know?
So, you're so right. Like, or even with all the colors that we used to wear, with the cross color out when that was out. And, you know, I mean, I get it. You know, and then we had our moment, and I do get it. I think for me, because I was watching a show, and it talks about, it was talking about drugs and hip-hop, you know, which to me... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, hip hop to me is like MC Light and Dougie Fresh and, you know, all of that, DMC. To me, that's hip hop. Now, rapping to me is just a different, you know, different style. It's more commercialized. It's just a little different for me. But just say in this time and season, the rappers, they were just saying how, you know, drugs was really heavy in the hip hop scene. And, you know, you think about like the syrup and the mollies and the, all these pills and all this stuff like that. And I think for me, what makes it more dark is because all of this other stuff is in it. See, back in the day, hip hop was fun. You might have smoked some weed, you know what I'm saying? But it was fun. You know, you drank, you know, your 40s and your whatever, you know what I'm saying? But in your whatever liquor and all that. But today, it's so dark because of all of this other stuff that's going on with it. The syrup, the molly, and you know what I mean? So it's got a little taint to it to me. I don't know how you feel about that.
I mean, I definitely saw, you know, I agree with you, you know, with the, like, paying attention to how things, I wouldn't say progressed, but how and what they evolved to, you know, like you say, like when Kool Moe Dee then was out, you know what I'm saying? It was all about, you know, them telling
bottles.
A story. Yeah. They were telling a story. It was all fun. You know what I'm saying? And then it just kind of, you know, progressed to, you know, some of the hardcore things that we see today, to the point where it's really in the forefront. I'm not going to say that it wasn't probably involved, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know,
but more forefront, because they still snorted coke, you know what I'm saying, and a few of them did heroin, I'm sure, but I'm like you said, it's not up in the forefront.
Right, because it's almost like very similar to the disco days, you know, like during the 70s.
Oh, that's a good
example. The 70s, the late 70s and early 80s, you know, when that disco was in, and the drug of choice, you know, they say was, you know, cocaine. And but you know, to a certain degree, it really wasn't out front, you know what I'm saying, like some of the things that these kids and this generation are abusing, different substances that they're abusing, like you say, the syrup and all of that, and the different things that they're putting out there, the molly, and it's in the songs, it's in the lyrics, it's in the videos, you know what I'm saying, it's on the social media, and it's all out front, and it's almost as if the music is in the background of these type of activities. You know what I'm saying? Versus like in the disco days where, you know, cocaine was involved, but this code was out front, and then they let you know, it's like, yeah, when you go to the party, this was just out on the table, and this is what everybody is doing. You know what I mean?
So mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't agree with, how forward some of the activities are being promoted, because they're
right.
causing real health issues. I mean, you got these guys, man. You know, they're having seizures, you know, at young ages. You know what I'm saying? They're having brain damages. You know what I'm saying? And it's really affecting them, you know.
Yeah, because this guy, he was a producer that I saw this documentary on. And he was drinking the syrup. Then he had to snort the coke so he can get up, because the syrup would bring him, like, you know, heroin, like make him sleepy and heavy, and then he would have to come up with the coke. And I'm like, and then he's smoking weed, and I'm like, well, dog, why? When does he have time to work? I mean,
I saw somebody on social media. It was I forget who the guys were, but they were pouring the syrup, which is, you know, the cough syrup, on Waffle House. Waffles. It's like, what?
Shut your mouth. You better stop.
Yes, they were.
A-Train. Yes.
I just saw it yesterday. No, it was the day before yesterday I saw this. And I'm like, what? And they were arguing about who was the first one to do this, you know, and who was the one to kind of set this trend. But it's just real sad. It's real sad. What do you think? But you know what? We kind of ran into the same thing on the gospel side, too. Like when Kirk Franklin came out with Stomp, that was a culture shock. Better yet, Kirk Franklin and, you know, Yolanda Adams were kind of like the first two on the gospel side to kind of tread that new wave. Because
Mary came after that.
Yeah, because prior to that, you know, yeah, Mary came like much later. But I'm talking about like in the early 90s.
In the very, very beginning with Stomp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all we had was, you know, we had Commission, you know what I'm saying? You had those guys, you had the Whining.
You breaking up.
You had quartet music, you know what I'm saying? So everything was really traditional.
Yeah.
So when Kirk Franklin and Yolanda Adams came out with this young sound, it was very taboo, you know, in the beginning, like in those days. And then to the point where most of the church environment did not embrace Kirk Franklin, because they just thought that was just too radical, you know.
What do I think about it? I think the church is still dealing with change. Everything still change, you know, Ty Tribbett and everybody else still coming up. I think that religion in itself, because see, the thing is, and see, this is something I know. No, I mean, I don't know a lot about the rappers like that, but only what mm-hmm. I've seen on the documentary says. But the churches, what I've seen is that if you still have a traditional church, then you're still breeding tradition. So even though you hear it on the radio, it's almost as if someone that's used to old religion listening
right.
to an R&B song behind after church.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's like I'm listening to it, but to me it's like I'm listening to a R&B song or a hip hop song when I'm not in church. Because when I go back to church, we're listening to the quartets and we're hymning and we're still doing the old, you know, religion. And there's nothing wrong with structure. And a lot of churches are coming out into the mainstream and singing a lot of the newer songs and things and incorporating their worship to be, you know, more of what is happening today. And which to me is a little more freeing, because the worship actually allows you to be intimate with God instead of
right.
watching someone perform. Do you understand what I mean?
Right, right.
So a lot of the newer songs now are just bringing you into, you know, you're thinking about, gosh, this is what God has done, and I do really love him, and you know what, mm-hmm. forget what I've been through, and, you know, it's more you're connecting. So it has been different waves of music, And I do know that it was very difficult. I think that the church are still adjusting with clothing. I think that we're still dealing with. We're still dealing with if people can drink wine or not. We're still dealing with, you know, just a lot of things that I just don't think that God really cares as much about. And I'm not saying get drunk or be naked, you know, show your boobs or your, you know what I'm saying, your private parts. But I'm saying like a skirt or, you know, some people can't even wear shorts. I mean, you know, they're not even wearing shorts.
Wow.
Some people still don't even believe in wearing a V-neck top. You know,
wow.
Some people don't even. Yeah, it's really, you would be surprised how stringent it really is. And I don't want to really, I want to say to me, and I don't want no emails and no letters, y'all, but I'm just going to keep it real. You know, let's talk about it, though. My thing is that if you're doing stuff as a leader and it is not according to the will of God, then why are you punishing people in the congregation about their skirt or their clothes? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you punishing someone that may have an issue with something and condemning them when in nighttime you might be doing something that is
appropriate
with one of those girls that got a skirt, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I just believe in keeping it 100. I think that a lot, it's too many churches and not enough stuff happening. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people that want to be leaders. And they're really I feel like as the body of Christ, we really have to come to the place where, what is the main focus here? Like, what is going to be the deliverance process of it all, and get out of all of these little petty differences as far as pointing fingers at this one and pointing fingers at that one. I mean, through the years of me being in ministry, a lot of the people that I thought were, you know, that I looked up to, that I admired, they had issues.
Wow.
So, you know, instead of me feeling like I was the bad sheep, you know what I'm saying? And, oh my God, I did this, and I'm condemning myself, instead of operating in God's grace, I was more so operating in what they thought of me and condemning myself because they're so perfect that I'm just a mess. And when am I going to be fixed? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't I be fixed like them? And I would condemn myself, and I would forget all about God's love and grace and forgiveness and all of that. And so I would live like that. And so when I found out that they was just as jacked up as I was, then I was like, well, geez, I've seen them move by a spirit. I've seen them win souls. I've seen them preach revelation. It changed my life. It touched my life. So who am I really receiving from? I'm receiving from God. So my thing is, it's not about that person. It's about what I'm receiving from my Father. And that really freed me from a lot of religion and a lot of man's tradition. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because religion and man's tradition will keep people sinning. They will keep them bound, and they will keep them undelivered. You know what I mean? So my thing is that I always, you know, God has always just given me like the drive to really, really focus on people having a relationship with Him, and this will confirm what He's doing in their life, and that becomes a trust, you know, factor for the individual and their relationship with God, because you got to trust Him, and you got to know that if He's saying something to you or leading you somewhere, that He will make sure you know it's Him.
And you know, the crazy part about it is that whole process that you just talked about, or that rut, you have a lot of people stuck in that position, and that's a real battle in trying to free yourself. But in your heart, you want to do right, you know what I'm saying? And you want to please those, you know, that you figure, you know, you're under their tutelage or their leadership. and at the same time you want to please God. But it's like, how do you navigate, you know, through the process of following the peace of your heart, but not feeling like you are outside of the quote-unquote will of God? You know what I mean?
And I got the answer for you for that.
That's a real place. I say, let's bring it to the table for the listeners. That's why I'm bringing that up. Understand?
Yeah. Well, let me break it down to you. You work for Jesus. That's the bottom line. Let me just tell you that. Because, see, a lot of times you get caught up in doing for man in churches because you want a position and you want to be, you know, in the crew and the clique and all of that stuff. Check your motives of why you want to do ministry first and foremost. That's one thing. Is God calling you to do some ministry in that church, or is he calling you to receive in that church? That's two. You got to know the difference. It's not about what you want to do. It's about what God is calling you to do, what he's chosen you to do in the season. A lot of times we miss opportunity to be healed, to be delivered, because we're so busy trying to do, or we trying to be. You know what I'm saying? And so we miss what we really need, and God will supply that need. So you have to check those two things. And then three, remember that when you do get in ministry on a ministerial team, even though you're following the order of the visionary of the house, you work for Jesus first and foremost. Right. So my thing is that if you keep your eye on Jesus, then God will tell you what's going on with leadership and whatever. So you can pray for that person, for you can intercede for that person. So nothing will bring any hindrances from you being able to follow that person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you know God is in it. But when you forget about God and focus on this person, whatever they're going through, you'll pick that up and you'll become with them. Because your covenant now is with man and not with God. See, think about Samuel with David and Saul. David was sent to go and play the music for Saul, right? He was all kind of crazy. God had released him to act like a fool, and he acted like a fool, and he was jealous of David and all this stuff. But guess what? David knew that it wasn't about the king. He was doing it because he was led by God to do so. So his focus was on God. So even though he was acting a fool, Saul was acting a fool towards David, he kept on playing that harp. Because it was about God. He was playing it unto God, not unto Saul. It was unto God. So your gift is to be unto God, not unto man. It's not a showboat time. It's not a prove my point time. It ain't my time is next after you. I'm going to take you off your pedestal and I'm going to be up there time. It ain't none of that time. So you, again, check your motives. Make sure that you are supposed to be on. It's a lot of ministers out here. Everybody got a season and time. It always rotates. You're not gonna miss your turn. He ain't gonna miss you. But the only time you won't get chosen is if you choose to promote yourself. When you promote yourself, then you on your own. But he says that he resists the proud. He humble. Yeah. He raises up the humble and he resists the proud. So if you promoting yourself, you self promoted.
And you know, it's good that you brought that up, because what you're saying applies to more than just the quote unquote those who are under the Christian umbrella. And like we talked a couple of weeks ago about operating your gift and your talent and just doing what you feel like you've been placed on this earth to do. What you're just saying, these principles they even apply to, you know, the people who fall in that category. Like if you are out here and you have something that you feel like you're operating in and you think that this is your thing, but then you may be surrounded by people who don't really understand that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? And now, mind you, we're speaking of course, what I call things that fall in a safe bracket. Now, we ain't talking about you around here taking advantage of somebody or doing something that's causing, you know, mischief. No, I'm talking about a real deal path and a real deal gift and talent that you're operating in and, you know, have given birth to. And you just keep in mind, like you say, when you do it unto not man or not your audience, but you do it unto God, then that's how you excel. That's how you get promoted. That's how, you know, the doors open up for you, because you realize who you're doing it for and who you're doing it unto.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I mean, before I started doing hosting and before all of this stuff, when you met me, A-Train, in January this year, at the end of January at the Zora Fest, a year before that, I had a ministry. I was actually a leader over a church. Prior to that, okay. I had another one in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I was actually overseeing two ministries, one in D.C. and one in Charlotte, North Carolina. God had, I was so into it. And so, that was my life. I saw that this was, I had given my life as a sacrifice unto the ministry and everything. And you couldn't have told me that I would be here years right. later. You couldn't have never told me that. And right. But the way I thought it was going to be, he only gave me things in part. And I would get prophetic words saying, he's going to expand your territory. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. And I always thought it was church, affiliated. It would be
right, right.
No, ministries. So I'm thinking, oh my God, it's gonna be a mega church, or it's gonna be blah blah blah, and how of course I'm dealing with how am I gonna do that and blah 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 blah. But I never saw what was what's happening now. So anyway, to make a long story short, the Charlotte church ended up closing down, and everybody pretty much moved with me to D.C. My leadership team.
Wow.
And so we were in D.C. We were out. One thing we did, feed the homeless. We always went out. Gave out DVDs, CDs, video, books, fed them, ministered. We did all that. That on the street, preaching without
on
a microphone, souls
yeah.
getting saved. We breaking up drug deals. Drug dealers coming up asking us to pray for their mama, their uncle in jail,
wow.
their daddy that ain't been around. We breaking up drug deals. Like, ain't no everybody
wow.
coming up getting crack, and they like, man, back up. I ain't selling nothing right now. can't you see I'm getting prayed on? And I'm like, yeah. Yes, but that's how I roll, because that's, I know the streets like that. And so anyway, that's where God had me in Charlotte and in D.C. And so anyway, he told me, he had prepared my spirit that you're going to end the Gospel Truth Ministries at the beginning of the year. And this was in 2015. And I'm telling you that I had such a peace over me. But this is all I knew for 13 years. Is running a ministry. That's all I knew.
Got it.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, well, what now? What's going to happen? What's going to become of me? But I just trusted him. He told me to join with this other ministry, Baptized Believers Church, who the founder is Bishop Bobby Long, and Pastor Isaiah is the
wow.
residing pastor there. And so I joined with them, and it was a season, a whole year, that I went through a serious drought, A-Train. I was
wow.
like, oh my God, did I do the right thing? And I had to really go through this year, I'm talking about, of a drought. And I mean, I was really like, okay, every day I trusted him every day for the portion of today. I trust him. He had an angel. It's so much that he showed me during that time. I can't even tell it all. But I'm telling you, he kept me in. He kept me and my son, and I saw things that he revealed to me to let me know that I was good. Now, did it make it easy for me? Did I not want to be? Did I want to be in the struggle? Did I want to be? No, but I every day I kept saying, thank you for today's portion and everything I needed. Not a light went out. I wasn't evicted. I still was driving my BMW. Me and my son was still eating. We still had, medical. I mean, we were good.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
You could never even tell that we were going through. Child, the moment that 2016 came, this is where he told me to do the radio show. I did that. Didn't know how it was going to be done. Didn't know what was. I just went on and did what he told me to do. That was in 2015 in September. I'm thinking, Lord, maybe, I don't know. I'm just going to do what you tell me to do. That
yeah.
was successful.
Yeah.
Numbers started growing. Everything started building. In January 2016, Zora Festival, everything just went off the chain. Radio, people just started coming on the radio, like I say, on there. Everything just blew up. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when people
But that's
say,
what you have to do, because you get in motion. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen until you get in motion. on the last instructions that he said. You know what I mean? You just have to go. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. This is good. Go ahead.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, people, you know, when I get responses now of, like, gosh, it just seemed like it was overnight. They don't know what me and my son went through and had to endure to get here. You see what I'm saying? Like, wow. And this is just the beginning. They don't know that I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no money, nothing. It was a drought. And wow. It was every day. And I'm telling you, stuff was getting taken care of. I had favor, so much favor. I can't even tell you how much favor. But we still in the same place. I'm still driving the same car. I'm still, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
He still has back nothing. And you know what I used to do in the summertime, right, when he was out of school? We would go to the local pool, Banneker Pool in D.C., right? And I would just lay there and pretend like I was in the Caribbean on an island somewhere. But God was so pleased with that I didn't complain, that I used what we had. And because I didn't have the money to put him in any programs or anything like that, we just went to the pool every single day. He played.
Nice.
He had so much fun. And I was in the island somewhere while he was playing, chilling. Do you understand what I'm saying? So people don't know. And in other words, I did what he told me to do. Did it make any sense? No, not to me, not to anybody else. Did I trust him? I had to. I had no choice. Did I go through the peeling and the purging to get to this point now so I could be free to go into this new season? Yes. I just look at it like I was being peeled back and pruned out and prepared for this new life. And now,
absolutely,
instead of just one church, the ministry is all over the world. I'm on radio stations all over the nation. You see what I'm saying?
He's
expanding the territory because I didn't lean on my own understanding and I just trusted him.
Nice. Somebody needed to hear that, I'm telling you. Because, you know, a lot of times we just see people in what we call the final outcome, but they have no idea of what the process was and what level of courage, you know, it took to walk that out. So I'm glad that you shared that because I didn't know all of this. I didn't even know. This is good. And it just shows like how, like, it's not even a matter of like how strong a person has to be. It's just a matter of you literally just have to go with the flow even when you can't see it. You just following, you know, the unction that's in your heart and the still small voice of letting you know that things are going to be okay even when it doesn't look like it in the natural. You know what I mean?
And just being in comedy. I mean, how many no's did you get? How many times did you had to, you know, work for free? Or how many times did you work for almost nothing before? I mean, people don't understand the buildup.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
Yeah.
You can't be a weak link at a high level. You have to have tough skin. You have to have endured, you know, something. It's not for the swift. It's for those that endure.
I love it. Yeah, you're right.
Well, listen, A-Train, I want you to tell us because, you know, like I said, you know, you and Tracy, you guys have sacrificed. You have, you know, really, really did everything that you needed to do for years to get to where you are now. And I know you get the same thing. You know, look at how you're blowing up and look at what's happening now. And they don't know the background story. They don't know the two of you came in agreement and decided, listen, whatever it takes, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And that's the attitude, consistency and never giving up.
That's it.
So go ahead.
No, go ahead. When we come back, we'll go into it.
Yeah, when we come back from the break, I want you to pick up right from there and then go into, you know, what's been going on this past weekend.
Absolutely.
It's time for you to tell your story after the break.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, say what's happening, man? T.I.P. the King, good letting you know you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, all right. Go ahead, A-Train. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, last week, you know, we got a phone call from Outback Concerts, and which everybody knows that Outback Concerts is like one of the largest, not one, but they are the largest promotional company in the country, including Canada. And we got a phone call from them. It was like, hey, you know, we heard about you. We want to talk to you about this. We want to talk to you about that. So we did a little business, you know, discussed a little business at hand for the city of Jacksonville. And I posted on my social media. I was like, listen, when you have one of the biggest promotional companies in the country reach out to you directly, that says one thing, that they know I exist. And to be at that place, knowing, like you say, your story and knowing how you started and when you started and the faith it took to step into doing, you know, the thing you started, to be at a place of being aware of those things and those factors and to sit down and be in conversation with someone of this caliber, I'm telling you, it really just encouraged me, motivated me, and it blessed me, and it encouraged me to keep going and not to give up. Because, like I say, you can get caught up in feeling like, man, the things you're doing, you're trying to figure out if it even matter, you know, if it's worth it. But sometimes along the journey, you know, you'll come across situations that will let you know, hey, man, what you're doing is noticed. It's people see it. It's appreciated, and because it's appreciated, people would like to, partner with you on something. So that took place last week.
Hint, hint.
And it's like I couldn't go into.
Did y'all catch that? Hint.
Yeah, I couldn't go into too much detail, but yeah, like I did want to give the backstory. I wanted to give the backstory of like what it meant. You know, to me and my team, you know what I'm saying? And just the things that we've been doing. And it's like, man, you know, who am I for these people to even stop their world just to even, you know, put a phone call in to me and talk to me about, you know, XYZ. So it was pretty cool, man. And then on the heels of that, we had the Comedy Get Down come to Jacksonville. And, of course, I got a chance to see my dude, you know, DL and from talking with him backstage that Friday night, he invited me to go to the Memphis, Tennessee this weekend at Chuckles Comedy Club. We'll be performing this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Memphis, Tennessee. We did this club last December, last Christmas, so we're going there again this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. So Memphis, if you're listening, you got anybody in the area, please come out and support us. You know, come out and get your laugh on this weekend, December 16th, 17th, and 18th at Chuckles Comedy Club in Memphis, Tennessee. So I'm looking forward to that. So, and also February 24th, you know, we got the A-Train Live, the experience taking place at the Ritz Theater. It's going to be me and comedian Ambrose Jones from NBC's Last Comic Standing. And I also have a surprise. I can't go public with it yet, but I have a surprise for that show on February 24th. So make sure you get those tickets and come out. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Also, you can go to the Ritz Theater box office, and they'll take care of you there. or you can hit them up on their website at RitzJacksonville.com. So, yeah.
Well, it's so exciting and so filling. I got a couple announcements, too, to piggyback off that. And I'm going to be in Jacksonville on the 24th for that event. So, listen, I want you to come out,
ma'am.
Meet me there. Sometimes y'all have to, y'all can travel to Jacksonville all over. Y'all need to go and visit Jacksonville, Florida. If you haven't been, it is a beautiful place to visit. It's warmer. It's nice. They got all these bridges. They got beaches. They got food. They got everything.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I love me some Jacksonville, Florida. And they got some hood, too, if you want a little hood, too. For
That's
sure
right.
that. They
Listen.
Do have that.
Listen, Dr. Gina, I was on Periscope talking about the a show that I did here in Jacksonville. And did you not know I had people on Periscope that heard about a show that I was doing in Jacksonville? And these people came in from Virginia, they came in from Alabama, they came in from Tampa, and they came in from Chicago.
I'm telling you, it's worth the laugh. You need to go on out and visit A-Train in Jacksonville, Florida. Listen, just to piggyback off of that, a comedy show that's going on here in Sterling, Virginia. My man, Huggy Lowdown, is going to be here in Sterling, Virginia, December the 17th, this
My
Saturday.
Brother.
I got to be there to visit our boy. 6:30 p.m., I will be in the house. Listen, I want you to be there. It's got Judge Poole. We got Big Doug. We got, who else? Chris Paul and Huggy Lowdown going to be there making us laugh this Saturday in Sterling, Virginia. And I also want to let y'all know, you know I'm in love with Sounds of Blackness. They are up for Stellar Awards. If you have voted, if your vote hasn't gotten in, they were up for Choir of the Year, Producer of the Year, Music Video of the Year, Contemporary Music of the Year, and Special Event of the Year. But just in, we got them up for the NAACP Award, Outstanding Duo, Group, or Collaboration. They're up for an Outstanding Contemporary Music Award. Sounds of Blackness are doing their thing, y'all.
Nice.
Royalty.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yay. We gotta give it up for them.
I love them.
Gary Hines and Ann Nesby and the rest of the Sounds of Blackness team, they are doing their thing. So we're super excited about them and their accomplishments. Excited for what A-Train and Tracy Henderson Smith, his wife, is doing. It's so much going on. We are just really blessed, y'all. All you got to do is just keep believing God and doing what he tells you to do. Also, I want to remind you, giveaways. I haven't forgot about you. If you email me as soon as the show is over, whoever the first five people are, you get both Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny, and you get a copy of Health and Soul Fitness DVD. I'm telling you, it's Christmas time. I got a lot of love for you, so I want to shower you with all the blessings. And let's see what else. We got a couple of more minutes. So if you email me, the first five people, say loving you. That's all you got to say is loving you. Keyword, loving you. I want some love back from you. First five people, email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com. Listen, thank you so much as usual, my main man, A-Train. You know I got nothing but love for you. Thank you for joining
Same
me
here.
And having this chit chat. I think a lot of people were blessed today, don't you?
Absolutely. I believe so. Yeah.
I believe people laughed, and I feel like they got some fulfillment and some instructions from God. I know some things was confirmed for you. We just do it all out of love. We're just going to break it down, keep it 100, because we love you so much. Listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny, loving you so much. Dr. Gina, take care, you guys. Tune in next Wednesday. You never know who's going to be with us. Loving you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live